From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. In Cairo, this is the season of the black cloud. On its worst days, the inky haze that descends on the Egyptian capital drives people indoors to avoid throat-burning fumes. The black cloud has arrived each year for about a decade, and Egyptians have blamed farmers who burn rice straw after the harvest. But studies show there are other contributors to the foul air. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, the government is trying to cut down on air pollution, but it has a long way to go.
October and November are wonderful months in Cairo. The air conditioners are switched off, windows thrown open, and warm sunny afternoons give way to cool evening breezes. It's a pleasure to be outdoors. Except when the black cloud appears. Then the coughing starts, eyes water, and asthma sufferers and others flee indoors.
If you ask Egyptians who's responsible for the black cloud, most will point north, to the Sharqiya governorate, where much of Egypt's rice crop is planted. This time of year, farmers traditionally burn their rice straw, and that smoke piles on top of Cairo's already heavy pollution to create a dark layer of smog. Here in the town of Zagazig, the regional hub for farming villages north of the capital, environmental official Omar Abdelaziz Akil says the farmers aren't getting a fair shake because the black cloud has many components. Still, he says they've made progress, by Egyptian standards, rapid progress, in getting the farmers to stop burning the rice straw. Instead, they can now sell their rice straw to factories, where it is converted either to animal feed or biofuels. Akil says new eco-factories continue to be built, and a private sector company, a joint Saudi-Egyptian venture, is buying up rice straw at an ever-increasing rate.
So this company buys the rice straw from the farmers and they give it to the ministry. The ministry distributes it to the different factories.
By the government's estimation, only a minority of small farmers in the Sharqiya governorate are still burning rice straw. In Cairo, the Egyptian Environmental Agency says the official count of black cloud days so far this year is 2, compared with 6 days last year. When the cloud was first noticed 10 or 11 years ago, it seemed to hang around for weeks on end. Air Quality Chief Ahmed Abu Saud says the black cloud did have one beneficial effect. It spurred the government into tackling air pollution problems that have been allowed to grow for decades. In addition to the burning of agricultural waste, he says, vehicle exhaust fumes and industrial pollution are major contributors. He also says the smog is worse at this time of year because of meteorological conditions that trap the pollution in the lower atmosphere.
And this is, you can see, if you have a camera and you go over the pyramids, you can draw this line between the pollutants and the clear air.
Professor Hassan Abu Bakr at Cairo University has specialized in environmental education for the past 15 years. He says fixing Cairo's very poor air quality will take time. Like many megacities, he says Cairo is a thermal island, high-rise buildings, miles of asphalt, heavy and constant burning of fossil fuels, and it's surrounded by factories that pump more pollutants into the air. He applauds the government for trying to get taxis and buses more than 20 years old off the streets, and to convert vehicles to natural gas. But he says that overlooks a more basic problem, Cairo's woefully inadequate public transport system. It depends on taxis and microbuses and largely ignores healthier options that were used in the past, such as river taxis to carry people across the Nile.
Really, it was very nice and very practical, and I don't know why they stopped it. So the river can really be used as a very effective means of transportation. So unless a solid public transportation facility will be in operation, I think we will continue suffering from this problem for years.
For now, however, the government is pleased with the improvements it has managed to achieve on the agricultural waste-burning front. In fact, Professor Abu Bakr says in creating biofuel factories that burn rice straw instead of corn, Egypt has neatly avoided the problem facing European and American biofuels advocates, how to make biofuels without aggravating the world's shortage of corn. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.